Adrian Curtis is the Food Bank Network Director. Good evening to you, Adrian.
Good evening.
I'm minded to ask you, with universal tax credits coming in, and we'll get details from Manna shortly, might this situation actually get worse?
Yeah, well, our food banks are growing. We're opening a new food bank across the UK every 3 days at the moment. And last year in London...
Can you say that again, please?
Yes, we're opening a new food bank every 3 days across the UK at the moment. And last year, we fed over 130,000 people across the UK. 13,000 of those were from our London food banks. And already this year, we're on course for considerably feeding a lot more people than that.
What does it mean then? You know, you've got one of the biggest, most vibrant economies, such as they are at the minute. We know there are tough times in the world. And you're telling me that there's a new food bank opening somewhere in the UK every 3 days. What does that mean?
Well, for many people, you know, it's just a sudden drop to their income or a change to their personal circumstances can lead them to the point where they don't have access to any financial resource to be able to feed themselves or their families. You know, an unexpected crisis can happen to any of us at any time. In London, for example, one in four of the people that we fed in the last financial year told us that they had a low income. You know, so it's not all people who are welfare dependent who are in need of emergency food aid, but people on a low income and whose salaries are just not able to build up enough reserves to see them through a temporary crisis can find themselves you know, struggling to be able to pay the bills that month and put food on the table for the children. What we have seen, I think, over the last few years is not only more people finding that with rising food prices and fuel bills that they have less disposable income to buy their way out of a crisis, but we're also finding that people are more aware of the need in their communities, and therefore more people are approaching us to want to launch a food bank through our Trussell Trust Food Bank Network, which operates across the UK.
I just asked Katie, and it is a tough question, and I hope you don't mind me, what kind of stigma is attached to it? Sir?
Did you ask
yes,
Katie?
No. I was saying I had asked Katie about the stigma. Are you finding that there is a stigma attached to it?
Well, hopefully not. I mean, our food bank centres welcome our clients into a cafe environment, so we try and make it as comfortable as possible for people. And the main job is to also listen to what clients tell us. Clients will usually share a lot of the background to their crises, and our volunteers are then able to signpost them to other support. So I very much hope that there is no stigma attached. Our volunteers are there to listen to people's stories and to help them as far as we possibly can. All of the parcels of food that we give out to clients, as you heard from your client earlier, contain a variety of products, and they've all been assessed as being nutritionally balanced, and they're all within date food. It's not damaged in any way, so that we can make sure that people get the right level of vitamins and can make up 3 meals a day for 3 days. But clearly, you know, coming to a food bank is something that must be very, very difficult for people to do when they're faced with no alternative.
Well, part of the reason we're doing this, you just heard from Manna O'Neill, our reporter, is a huge increase year on year. How is it going at the minute? Are you expecting it to get better or maybe even worse?
I mean, being realistic, I can't see the situation improving in the foreseeable future. We are expecting this year that we will be feeding far more people than last year, and we're expecting to grow up to 450 food banks by 2015. So we're expecting the growth that we're seeing in the amount of people using our food banks, and also the growth in the amount of clients who are using them on a local basis, to also increase. But the good news behind this is all of the food that we give out has been donated by very generous local people and communities throughout the United Kingdom. And if you just look at London last year, where we fed 13,000 people, over 121 tons of food was donated by people in London to our food banks. You know, and those are people who are struggling as well with rising food prices, and are struggling with their own finances. Yet it's great to see that communities in the UK find it, you know, within themselves to be generous and give over 120 tons of food to help us feed people in those same communities that find themselves in difficulty.
Adrian, thank you so much for your time. Adrian Curtis, the Food Bank Network Director. Were you yourself surprised by these findings, Anna?
I'm surprised by how much it has increased by. We've done the stories of food banks, of course, before, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've talked about them, but it's just, you know, the amount of people using them and the amount of people giving, donating food. Yeah, it's kind of it's a double-sided yeah. coin, isn't it? There's a good story, there's a bad story.
Yeah, we don't want to scare people, but you know, my hunch is that we might be looking at this increasing again once universal tax credits come in. Give us the dates of those.
Well, that's going to happen in a year's time. October 2013, people who are new claimants will be from October 2013. People on existing benefits will be migrating over the next 4 years, and it could take up to 10 years to settle in fully, but doesn't look like it's particularly happy news ahead, does it, for those people?
Thank you very much. We'll keep a watch on that. Anna O'Neill with that report. Hey, what do you think then? Every 3 days, a new food bank opening somewhere across the country. Yes, great news in the amount of food that's being donated. And if you have donated food, we'd like to hear from you. But increased numbers year on year, double the number, more than double in number, who were seeking help from these food banks last year. If you've done it, if you know somebody who's done it, if you have an idea on what is causing it, then happy to speak to you. 020 722 4200.